All right, let's begin our study today from the book of Peter, first letter of Peter. That's where we'll begin our study today. We have been speaking about the victory that we have in life as relief, that is, when we are examining the work of the devil. And we titled it, We Have Overcome. What we have been trying to do is to get our perspective correctly, because people put too much emphasis on the work of the devil. We need to understand the truth. The devil doesn't have as much power as people often try to make him appear like he has. Once I read this story, a man of God and a few men of God went to pray for a man who was sick. They ministered to him, and I think the power of God was manifested, and the man began to recover quickly. And then he was on his path to full recovery. And as we were leaving, one of them said to the wife of the man, I said, you see, what you do is continue to declare boldly, look, that he's well in the name of Jesus. He's above, and you know, just all those things. And the woman said, quiet. The devil may just hear. I'm serious about that. The woman like, please, don't just be whispering such things. They say it loud now. The devil might hear it and get angry and afflict him further. And then finally kill him. Are you getting what I'm saying? She was speaking as if the man's well-being is dependent on the mercy or the ignorance of the devil. Because that's because she thought he has so much power. So don't offend him. Don't annoy him. One of the problems we have had in our African setting is that you watch a lot of the movies. When I was young, all right, we used to have plays, you know, live theaters in our schools, and most of the plays, what was it about? The man that has the bigger juju overcoming the one with the weaker one. Are you getting what I'm saying? So they will start, you know, you see a spiritual dwelling, all right? One guy is there, the other guy is there. Yeah, release your own. That one will release all the incantations. The one will start, the one will release the other one. At the end of the day, it's one Satan fighting the other one. And then we grew up unconsciously with the fear of evil forces. Then you watch home movies these days in Nigeria. It's there. You know, I remember I saw one. He said, okay, let's go and look for a child we will kill so as to use for our juju. You know my point? The black magic. So the one woman, and there's a senior witch and a junior witch, entered a Mulue in Lagos, a commercial bus. And then, you understand my point? They sat down. And there was one woman sitting nearby who was carrying a child. And they carried the child on the back, and the child's head was not properly arranged. And there's no big deal about it. I mean, I do it. If I see a woman backing a child, and the head is now, I type the woman, say, listen, arrange that health child properly. You know, so you see the child's head hanging like the child is sleeping. So he just told the other woman, say, please, let me help you arrange the head properly. So this is a movie, all right? So he helped the other woman arrange the head, and that woman said, thank you. Then what happened? Later, in that process, this was what was being inferred. She had tapped something or delivered something into the child. And then when they got home, when the other woman with the child got home, the child became seriously sick, and the child died that night. But this other woman who touched the child went back to her coven with the junior witch, and they began to use the soul of the child for their this thing. And you watch such things. So next time you are going, somebody say, please let me touch. Hey, don't touch my shirt! You are afraid. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. Let me just say to you clearly, all that one is home movie. It's a fat lie. Life does not work like that. A stranger cannot just touch your child and kill your child. She does not have that power. The devil does not have that power. That's why I'm not afraid. If you touch my head, it means nothing. It can mean you have bad manners. Yes. Or you want to help me. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. You know, a lot of times, like in my office, if I see a woman who's pregnant, I tease them. Say, you know, chase the woman around, want to grab the belly. I say, some people won't dare that. I say, if you touch the stomach, something happens to the child. They will say it is you. So I decided in my soul to walk above some things. I will touch your pregnant stomach and tease you. All the women have touched their pregnant stomachs in my office. They have delivered safely. I'm sure women are now begging, as pastor, come, let him come and touch my pregnant stomach. You know, you see, those things, you see, in Africa, I told them once I went to the market with a young woman. Look, I wanted to buy something for the young woman I wanted to marry, who are now married, all right, who said yes. You understand what I'm saying? So if you see the book, should I say yes? At the back of the book, you see her picture there boldly. She said yes, amen. Amen. She said yes, amen. Amen. I said she said yes, amen. Amen. So I went to buy a gift. So I asked another young woman who was there. He said, I beg, I want to go and buy a female gift, you know, a gift for a woman. Woman followed me to the market. So we went there together. We're looking for jewelry and stuff. Next thing I know, somebody splashed water. Water. H2O. Water that refreshes a man's soul. Water. The woman reacted. Banky, let's go, let's go. I said, what's going on? Said, they are splashing water. I reject it in Jesus' name. I reject it in Jesus' name. Water. In the heat of Lagos, if they splash water on you, what should you do? Thank you. Do you follow what I'm saying? What should you do? You say thank you. Now, this is what I'm trying to get you to understand. People, in their minds, they think the devil is powerful. So a stranger splashes water on you. Listen to me, as a child of God, it means nothing. You hear what I said? As a child of God, what does it mean? Nothing. Say, Pastor Panky, you don't know evil people. I know them. You don't know black magic. I'm aware of it. You don't know the power of witchcraft. I'm fully aware of what they can do. But I'm not preaching to people who are in darkness. I'm preaching to those who are in what? Light. I am talking about this as it reflects, as it affects your walk in life. I'm talking about it as it concerns you. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. So, are you saying there are no witches? I don't care, really. It's irrelevant. They asked Jesus Christ, who sinned that this guy should be born blind? He said, what difference does it make? Are you getting what I'm going to explain? I'd like to tell stories here and there to explain this point. I remember, just to tell you how Christians are supposed to behave. Once my friend, a senior brother, a senior student, was in the same fellowship. He came to our room. I was telling us a story that he went to another room on campus. We're all medical students. And there was plenty of food on the floor. Live food, dead food, you get my point? All kinds of food, rice, chicken, banana, plantain, oranges, fruits, all kinds of things. So I said, what's going on? Then the story came up that there was one guy there who met one lady on the road who he used to know when they were much younger. And they said, where are you now? I said, I told where he was. So the lady came to see him in the hostel where we're staying. So when she kept on coming back to visit him, trying to, this is their interpretation, trying to get to warm herself into the guy's heart. They think. I don't know whether it's true. I was not there. Are you getting my point? Uh-huh. But this was one I know because he's a reliable brother who participated in the operations, all right, narrated this one. So the guy was getting tired of the young woman's attention. So one day, the lady appeared again, this time around, with the food I just described. And they talked to themselves, all right? They talked to themselves, oh boy, you chop this one. It's called FMN. Forget me not. That you will not be able to forget how. You will be dreaming of her, imagining about her, and all kinds of things. Of course, by the time, unbelievers, men of the world, ignorant Christians, whatever they are, they gathered. And they agreed that don't eat too. So the food was lying fallow. How can such things lie fallow in the midst of students? Students are some of the hungriest people on this earth. It's true. And I was a student too, and I can testify. I told a story once. My friend and I went to buy food. We didn't see, so we bought bread and something, ate a bit of it, and left a fat loaf in the car. Went for a wedding on campus. I said, this bread will just waste. My friend said, bread waste on campus. Leave her there first now. I have to enter the church. Somebody tapped on my shoulder. I said, Pastor Banker, they said that bread is your own. I said, yes. Can we? I said, go ahead. He collected my friend's car keys, headed to go and collect the bread. Are you getting my point? That's not the gist. The gist was that as he moved, see guys following him. This was on campus. That's what's supposed to happen on campuses. When you see food, you celebrate. Are you following what I'm saying? So this was on campus, and food was lying fallow. Can you imagine? When the Bible talks about those who, because of the fear of death, has been held in bondage all their lives. You are holding students back from eating food because of the fear of death.
Students, especially male students, they are not watching their weight. They love food. Why? They are hungry. It's not for any other reason, not unrighteousness. Now you came to male hostel, dumped this abundance of God's provisions and nobody could touch. Why? Because they thought there was something inside.
When the brother told us the story, a man that had light in his soul entered. When they told him what happened, he said, "Is that all?" They said, "Yes." He said, "Can I have a chair?" He dragged the chair, sat down, peeled one banana, threw it into his mouth, swallowed it whole, opened the rice, began to eat, and said, "Man, this food will kill all of you. Nobody should come near."
The guy was devouring. Is at that point in time, the title devourer was fitting for him.
When everybody has looked at each other, the Bible says you are the light of the world. Are you getting my point? When they saw that, they looked at each other, they dived in too. So, boy, let no good thing pass me by.
All of them followed. What am I trying to say? The other people were held in bondage because of what? The fear of death.
He said, "Is it forget me now you're worrying about? Don't worry. Let me eat. I will marry her after. Don't worry about that."
When he came to our room, I was saying the story. His classmate was there. He said, "Meg." They called the guy Meg. He said, why you not come call me now? How bad? That is, this man said, "Man, at such times you call people like us. That's how God feeds. You know, God supplies food for the birds of the air." Are you getting what I'm saying? This is how he does it. All the ones that those who are in fear cannot eat. Those who are liberated in their souls, what do? They eat. And God's name is glorified.
Another story I've told several times on this. This one's real matter. So it's not as if we don't know that evil things exist. We do.
This man was in the occult himself. He knew what they used to do if they wanted to run people mental. They made sacrifice with eggs and a cock.
Let me make a long story short. After he gave his life to Christ, one day he came back home and his rival's head he had come. So he woke up in the morning, he opened his door. What did he find? Eggs and a cock. And he lifted up his hands and began to worship. Before then, he knew what it meant. But now, he knows what it means. What does it mean now? "He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies." That's what it means now. This is a table before me. All he saw was eggs and a cock. So he did what Christians are supposed to do with living sacrifices. They kill it. He took the sacrifice and offered it unto the Lord. And if you go and read the Bible, the priest used to eat the flesh of the sacrifices. And he cooked with the fowl and ate it. And fried the eggs, and he was sustained for many days after. The men who put it in there, they kept on waiting for the bobo to die or go mental. Nothing happened. You know why? As far as he's concerned, he's seated in heavenly places above all fowls and eggs and all the things evil people try to do with them. And that's what I'm trying to emphasize to Christians. You're not supposed to spend all night praying on such nonsense. A lot of people, if they saw that kind of thing, they'll phone, "Brethren, pray for me." They sent fowl. What happened? They sent fowl. So fowl is scaring you. Not a human being with a gun. A fowl. You don't know what it means. I know what it means. I know what it means. It means God has supplied my needs today. That's all it means. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? And that's what we'll be trying to explain again so that people will understand it. It will form your behavior in life. Are you getting my point? It will. It should. You know, truth sets free. You hear what I said? Truth does what? It sets free. There are those that when they want to travel, they don't tell anybody. You've not seen it before. You'll be with your bosom friend today. You thought he's a bosom friend. You know what I'm saying? And then he said, the next day he asks, where's Nicodemus? Say, Nicodemus don't travel. Where he go? He go to America. But I was with him last week. He didn't tell me he was going anywhere. Don't be angry. The problem is that Nicodemus is walking in darkness. And they told him that when you make plans, don't let anybody know. Because human beings are wicked, they will go and block your progress. Let me announce to you again. If you are in Christ Jesus, the devil himself appearing in flesh cannot block your progress. Amen. How much more those who are working for him? That is, if the devil stood on the way and you want to pass, please pass. Don't stop. Just keep moving. He has to shift. I've seen it before. People want to travel abroad. They say, don't tell anybody. There are many people who are not happy with this progress you are making. You know, you've heard me say it several times. That's not a revelation.
People did not like Jesus Christ. And if they didn't like him, he said it, they will much more not like you. Do you follow my point? It does not mean anything. He can't travel because they are enemies. Listen, he prepares a table before me, the Bible says, in what? The presence of my enemies. He doesn't cover their eyes. He doesn't bless me in secret so that they won't be angry. There are those, God has blessed them. They have money. They could have bought that car or built that house. They said people will think they now have money and they will now be angry. Not that you are poor, they are angry. No, I hope you are aware of that. They are very angry. Look, you won't live forever unless Jesus Christ comes and then things start again. Are you getting my point? One day you are going to die, amen? So better enjoy the much you can as God blesses you now. Don't let one enemy or the other. I remember those days when I first came to Enugu. We went to buy a car. What car do you want to buy? What, you know, the Mercedes-Benz V-boot. He said, thieves like it. I said, me too, I like it. That makes two of us. Thieves like it. So I won't drive again because thieves like it. I said, that makes two of us. Like I've always prophesied and I come to prophesy. Listen, I am a child of a king. Amen? Amen? No, I'm not a child of a king. I'm a child of the king. That's better. My father is ruler over this whole earth. The Bible says the heavens rule in the affairs of men. Are you getting what I'm saying? Therefore, I will not run for anybody. They should run for me. Are you getting what I'm saying? This city, if it's too hot, it's the thief that will go away, not me. It's the thief, the criminal that will be destroyed, not me. Are you getting my point? Because I am the salt of the earth. He is the vermin of the earth. He is the rottenness of the earth. Salt drives people like him out. Try it. When you see worms, maggots, sprinkle salt, you see them begin to cringe. After a while, they are dead. Don't let the devil be running your life. In Christ Jesus, you've been liberated. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Righteousness. Listen, faith is what brings forth righteousness into your life. And righteousness, the Bible says, delivers from death. Jesus has broken the power of the enemy over the life of every Christian. There are those that are afraid. They see cowrie on the floor. Cowrie. Cowrie. You know, do you know when I was a child, I thought cowries were made by devils. That is, you see a cowrie. It's an evil spirit. When we're young, those is one that is as Christians. They say, don't buy a ring in a market. You know, there's one that Christians do. Let me just tell you, don't bother. It's a sign of your fear. After your wedding, you gather your gifts and start laying hands on them. It's a waste of time. Start casting out the spirit, the evil spirits inside the gift. Anybody who gives me a wedding gift has blessed me. Whether he wanted to or not. Do you follow my point? If you anything you bring as I'm collecting it, the blessings, that is the material blessing, the substance of material blessing in it is mine. The evil in it is yours. If you're an evil person. Listen, it's not worthy of my prayer. There are pastors that come for wedding. They have been contracted to come and cast out the evil spirit from the gifts. Yeah, you haven't seen it before? After wedding, they gather the gift somewhere, the pastor now comes in. We cast out. I know they say amen. There are things I don't say amen to. Call me a devil, that's your problem. I'll just be looking at you like this. In the name of Jesus, they don't waste it. The blood of Jesus on this, on stainless steel, pot. Hi, clock. What in this I pass clock? So if you hang it in your house, they will put an evil eye inside it. All your progress will not be revolving. You will find you are not going somewhere. Promotion does not come from the east or the west. Not from the south. He said God is judge. He brings down one and lifts up another. If he's lifting you up, nobody can keep you down. People will not gather this wedding gift. And if why don't you even thank God for those who bothered to come and they brought a gift? Listen. Eh? If I unwrap a wedding gift and snake comes out from inside, you know what I do? I will kill the snake. Throw it out. As God in heaven lives, I won't start praying about the dead snake. Somebody put it inside. No, it's a mistake. Snakes crawl everywhere. Yes, now the man kept the gift at home. I'm telling you the truth. I have found scorpion inside shoes before. Yes, if you scorpions. Yes, that's where they hide, inside shoes. When I was a child, I learned to always shake my shoes before I wear them. Doesn't mean there's any witch follow me around. And Paradanger is following, of course. Any scorpion that shows up, what do? We'll kill it and we'll continue going. We don't pray about it. I'm more afraid of the sting, that sharp sting, than any evil spirit that's inside it. I'm telling you the truth. Africans and bats. Black cats. For information, witches don't necessarily use black cats. A black cat is just a feline that has a black color. That's all it is. Cats come in all kinds of colors. They are white cats. You know, my wife will tell you that the eye, that cat eye. I don't like it. I said it's very fine. It's a very nice. You know, cats, they have these interesting eyes. Your perception depends on your upbringing. It's true. If a white man sees it, say, oh, so beautiful. La, 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 lovely. Cute little thing. Cute little thing. But when black man says, God forbid, in Jesus' name, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Cats. 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 The only person allowed to fear a cat in life is a rat. Yes. It's only a mouse that's allowed to see cats and disappear. Because I have seen cats and mouse. Forget Tom and Jerry. That one I filmed. In real life. If you're not a rat, you should not be afraid of a cat. Whether during the day or during the night. An owl is just a bird. It's not a witch. Are you getting my point? When it does coo coo coo, you to answer coo coo coo. The only problem I've ever had with a bat in my life is I entered my room was disturbing my sleep. That is, if I see you enter the room at the sleep because they miss road at night. If you don't have nets on your window, your window is open, they could enter. Don't be afraid. It's not a witch chasing you. And Peradventure is a witch chasing you. It's a good contest. You have won already. Say, fine. I don't get it today. Not they have got me. How can they have got you? Child of God, they have got me. You see what I'm saying? This African, you know, watch too many films. Start watching cowboy films. That's better. You see, the good guy shooting all the other people. It's better. And sit and say, hey, you sleep at night. So you just see a woman show inside the film. Just turn to cat, right, to bat, and fly away. Let me tell you the truth. Most occultists are men. Don't be deceived. All this one, they say that the witch, a woman, turn to bat. Witches don't turn to bats. Amen? Bats are normal creatures that fly around. They are blind. They don't see. They are not witches. They are just creatures. I told the story once when we were secondary school. About four or five of us went to a small classroom to have some privacy to read. Then a bat entered. Oh, God. They were not even professing faith, my friends. I still remember about four of them. They removed their shirts. Don't let it go. Block that side. Block that side. They killed the bat while I was watching. That particular class was empty because there was no light. So we're reading with the lantern. The other class had light. In secondary school, boarding house. Then they removed the shade of the lantern and roasted the bat with that small candle-sized fire and ate it while I was watching. I'm not telling you a story that I read somewhere. I was present in that class that day. Two of us refused to eat. The other guys, Ayenetunde and me, we refused to eat. Not for fear, because this is not well cooked now. The other boys, they sit down there. They were tearing it while I bare hands. And they were not even professing faith. Now, you now see Christians go to church. If you slept and you dreamt of bats in your dream, come out. If you are dreaming and cats are chasing you around, come out. And you see adult Christians. It will come out. What happened? Anytime I'm sleeping, there are these two bats that come into my room. Since then, I'm not be able to sleep. And I said, yes, they are witches. They want to kill you, but they will not succeed. Elijah, amen. That's you become a slave every day, coming for anointing and deliverance because of bats. And in all honesty, most of those bats only miss their way. They were not looking for you. You're not, look, you, they can't eat you. You know, you're a waste of time. Witches can turn to bat. Any witch that can turn to a bat, turn to a bat, please come near my house. In fact, now electric, you just jam electric wire, freeze for them. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's what we are saying. Nobody's here discussing, can witches turn to bat? What's my business? If you like, turn to cockroach. I do the same thing. I give bacon to you. You would smoke it and you die. What else? Listen, listen, listen. Insecticide kills cockroaches, whether it's witches or not witches. So instead of praying over the cockroach, buy insecticide. Are you following what I'm saying? Turn to anything, I don't care. Christians, I'm talking to Christians. So if you're a sinner, bats will carry you and fly away. I'm talking to believers. You have no business being afraid of the dark. Listen, day or night, Jesus is alive. Amen. He neither sleeps nor slumbers. Amen? Amen. The power of God, not the weakening for darkness. It's not. It doesn't use Nepal light. So what happened? Nepal took light. You're afraid. You know, because once they take light, the power of God too goes. Be calling Nepal, please bring light. The Holy Ghost fire is dependent upon your operation. The once everywhere is dark, you begin afraid. No. 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 That's not the life of a believer. Look, a lot of those, listen, I'm sorry to say this, a lot of churches thrive on African superstition. Are you getting my point? So, yes, that's it. African beliefs. But let me tell you a story that will really make you laugh. You're going to laugh when I tell you this. When I told this right yesterday, I first laughed first. And he said, well, what is it? Tell the story now. When I told my own, he said, I laughed. Look, talk about African superstition. A man died recently. It was very sad. In Enugu here. It was a road traffic accident. A road traffic accident. But it was a lone accident. It wasn't a head-on collision, but what happened, they said everybody in the car fell asleep. So we're now discussing it in my office, the issue of sleep and accidents. Let me quickly get to the part of the gist that will make you laugh. So one of my colleagues, one day, took a taxi. What did I call it? A taxi. And they're going to a back leaky. He said, okay, come and take me to a back leaky. We'll be back. So on the road, he fell asleep. That's the passenger. And a passenger can fall asleep. He's not the driver. And most passengers will fall asleep. He said, but anyway, by the time my friend, the passenger, opened his eyes, the car had entered into the bush and was, he said, there was one fat tree, just like, maybe like 1 foot away from the bonnet of the car. They were about to run into the tree. When, he said, the road, the soil in that area is kind of marshy, so the car kind of sank into the mud, and for that reason, it didn't hit the tree. You are getting the point. So he woke up like, what is it? Then the driver came out. He came out too. Listen, no, no, the first the driver said, hey, who is doing this to me? Who is doing this to me? He said he wanted to kill the man that day. Who is doing this to you? You collect business morning, afternoon, and night. At night, you'll be driving all over the place. You have not slept. You're asking who's doing this to you? You are chasing money, morning, afternoon, and night. He said he wanted to beat the man inside the bush. That's a typical African, that is Nigerian behavior. We have to hold somebody responsible. The man said, this is the second time in 1 month. Who is doing this to me? Listen, my friend, either you don't sleep at night or you have transient ischemic attacks, one of the two. If it's TIA, go and see a doctor. If it is sleep, sleep. The greatest medicine for keeping awake is good sleep at night. My friend said, the guy came out and shouted, who is doing this to me? He told me, oh God, I wanted to kill that guy that day inside the bush. A man doesn't sleep at night. He's asking, who is sending me to sleep when I'm driving? You know, and that kind of guy will go to church and go and see an ignorant prophet. Or a prophet who is doing this job for money. And the guy will say, what's the problem? He says, sir, this is the second time in 1 month. They want to kill me. Who is they? They don't know. The pastor does not know. The guy doesn't know. And they start asking, are there people who are unhappy with your progress? Hey! How stupid can a question get? Are there people who are unhappy with your progress? If Nigeria makes progress, there are countries that are unhappy. If America makes progress, Iran is unhappy. That's for certain. There are always people who are unhappy. The man will say, okay, well, we are going to pray. All the devils in your life, the devil is the devil of ignorance. It's the devil of greed. And unfortunately, you don't pray that one out. It doesn't go out by the laying on of hands. The man should become disciplined. The night comes when no man can walk. He should go and sleep. The man asked me once, he sent us an email, that he heard me say on TV that Christians are supposed to sleep at night, that he thought it was night, that Christians are supposed to pray so as to modulate the activities of the darkness. Are you a musical director? Your choir members, they are demons. You stay up at night modulating their activities. You sing alto, you treble, yeah? Move it, two bars. What nonsense? You should sleep. Even Jesus used to sleep. He said Jesus prayed all night. Read the whole scriptures, maybe like twice. Read your whole Bible. And the time he decided to pray all night, he slept all day. Inside the boat, what do you think he was doing? Well, there was one young lady we employed once in my house. Came one day, lay down on my couch, and slept. When my wife came, what? Woke up, what's he say? Sorry. She went for adoration the whole of last night. You finish adoration, you now come to my house to come and sleep. You know, Christians did not think that it's acceptable. And after I was praying all night. Pray all night only when you plan to sleep all day, next day. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Christians, please, when it is night, do what? Sleep. That way, you won't need to shout, who is doing this to me when you're driving the back leg? Nobody, listen, nobody can do anything to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Nobody. Please, I hope you're following what I'm trying to get across to you. Nobody. He said, but things go wrong. Stuff happens. Are you getting my point? Life happens. You can be going and you trip and you fall. Is God speaking to you? Please get up. Do you get my point? Some people will trip and fall. In Jesus' name, they will not get me. It's like prophesying on the ground. It's a stone. It's a stone. You want to turn it to bread or what? It's a stone. Why are you talking to it? If you fall down, what do? You get up, dust your clothes, and keep moving. And if you fall down, figuratively speaking now, in your business, what do? You get up, dust your clothes, and you keep moving. If you fall down in your ministry, what do? You get up, you dust your clothes, and you keep moving. And please, 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 don't ever spend 1 minute asking, who is doing this to me? That's African mentality, mythology. Everything, there's somebody responsible. Pekin die, people go gather. Who killed the child? Malaria, what's your problem? It is malaria. They say it's a witch. Hear me, Christians is not a witch. Listen, we are living in a different realm now. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's just an African thing. Everything must be blamed on somebody. For us Christians, you know, there are things I said, our major fight in life is what? The fight of what? Faith. The fight of what? Faith. The fight of what? Faith. If you, let's assume I dream one night, I see a witch, I see a man, a woman, show up in the dream. Say, and they give me a knock on the head. Wah! In the dream. And I wake up during the day. As an example, it won't happen. Anybody tries that, fellow is dead. You understand what I'm saying? But let's assume it happens. And I wake up and I see what? A bump on my head. Listen to me. You know, most people say, hey, pastor, pray. As I was sleeping that night, I just woke up in my sleep, you know, inside the dream. And a woman just gave me a blow. And I was fighting him. Then when I woke up, I saw my head was swollen. You know, for most people, you know what it means? It's a sign that witches actually came and they gave them a knock. I'm not talking to those who are not believers, all right? So I'm not going to even go near there, all right? But let me tell you the truth. Number one, if it's your case, it's a lie, amen? No witch can give you a knock on the head. If it does, his hand will break. Not the hand alone, the arm. Not the arm alone, the shoulder. In short, the head will break. That is for touching you. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's called touching the apple of God's eye. Are you following my point? His whole life will fragment and fracture. I hope you believe that. Now, but I'm going to something here. Most of those things they say, human mind behaves funny. Most likely the guy was sleeping carelessly. He rolled and his head hit a part of the bed. Then the human mind reconstructs it according to his belief. What I'm telling you is a matter of fact. But when he doesn't have light, he comes to church and says, they are fighting me at night. Hey, fight them back now. I like one thing somebody said, that is how to handle bad dreams. If they are pursuing the dream and you wake up, say, close your eyes back. Fall back asleep. Turn around and pursue them back. That you cannot wake up when they are still pursuing you. What nonsense. How can you wake up when they are pursuing you? You are the one pursuing people. Why should somebody pursue your dream? Can I get to the story? Listen to this. He had been having, he was healed from a very serious condition. So he had been having symptoms for some time. So he had been praying. The thing was disturbing me. And that's what we're talking about. Fight of faith. Let me make a long story short. One night he slept. And he dreamt. And in that dream, now these are Christian dreams. Not all these unbelieving dreams. This is a Christian dream. In that dream, what happened? He dreamt that he and one minister, they were walking along the racetrack, and they turned around, and they saw a lion chasing them. So he began to run. He was running too. Then suddenly he realized that, what nonsense. Why should this lion be chasing me? So he stopped, turned around, are you getting my point? And looked at the lion, and stopped there. I am not running. The lion came up to him, sniffed around his legs, turned around and disappeared. And when he woke up, all those symptoms had disappeared. That is, in the dream, that was just God showing him a picture of what life is about. Take your stand and stop running. Stop running. Take your stand. Stop running. Start making every adjustment for the devil. Take your stand and what? Stop running. Listen to me. I'm trying to explain how life is for the believer.